Welcome to the podcast, Mimi, Tracy, Akandinda.
I just like the way you say podcast. I know you're recording. Okay, we can start all over so that I don't like laugh a lot.
No, it's fine. I was actually going to keep that. But no, I say it because I know the last time I had you on the podcast, you say the same thing. I've just been waiting to hear you say, welcome to my podcast. I'm Bonnie Kibuka. On my podcast, the Ugandan Boy Talk Show, I've had an honor to sit down with some of the most incredible hearts and minds from Uganda, like Miss Uganda Oliver Nakakande, Joram Ozoi Job, the Executive Director of Joram Model Management, Pastor Wilson Bugembe, and many, many more. On this podcast, you get to hear raw and real life stories of their journey, what they've been through, and the people that have inspired their journey so that they can make a difference in ours. Listen to the Ugandan Boy Talk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. Join the journey soon.
It's because, like, I've always known you, and now it's on podcast. Welcome to my podcast.
I posted one clip, and I had a clip I put on Instagram, and I was talking about thanking my guests to be part of the podcast and people to like people who have had on the podcast, you know. And one guy commented, You have a fake accent. And I say this again and again for the listeners and for everybody, I'm not forcing my accent. It just happens because you live in the place where people say things like that. It's not like I'm trying. I'm not.
I know. Plus, you've stayed there quite a while.
Yeah.
You've stayed there quite a while. Like, it's just like how someone would stay in Barra for a while, and then they learn the language, and then you're just pronouncing the words the way they say them in Runyankole. Mm-hmm. And then that's just it. It's just different. Yeah. I'd say we're still, I don't know, suffering the effects of colonialism.
I'm so young, but you have a fake accent. I didn't really have a lot to say. So, like, I don't know. I just ignored it.
To go ingewa
in accent. But, Tracy, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you, Basha.
So, I was looking on my history, and you were here a year ago on episode 68. Today, this episode is... What's this episode? I don't even know.
It's a year already.
Yeah, it's been a year. So I'm past 100 episodes.
Oh my gosh, that sounds, it feels like it's just a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's already a year.
It's already a year.
Well, so here we are now.
You were on the podcast and we talked about educating yourself in personal finance. And most of that episode was about yourself, your journey, and your associations with finance. And I liked that we talked about that because a lot of people came back and benefited something. And for me, I think I look at impact more than whatever numbers or something. And I remember one of the things that stuck out to me, that one person said, actually, I'm on your episode. Why don't I just read it? This one girl at Liliani Mukasa 6959, she says, "Hey, Mimi, you are the reason why I'm in Canada. You inspired me a lot. You girl, you built confidence in me. And the little time I stayed closer to you, thank you very much." And I think I reached out to you and you said you had kind of remembered about, forgot about her.
Yeah, it was so sweet. I read it, I'm like, oh my gosh. And I probably don't even remember exactly what I did that inspired her to, you know, to go for her dreams and move to Canada. I don't know what I said. But it felt good that I even created impact unaware. I think that just goes to show you how it is a good thing to live authentically yourself, because you just don't know who you may be impacting and helping and inspiring and just improving their day or making their week or something.
Yeah, and that kind of stuff like that. And when I saw it, I made sure I reach out to you because that is why I'm doing the podcast, to inspire that one person, to encourage that one person. So like, and people too, at least. And I've also had somebody, I think she's in, what state is she at? No, I think she, I don't know where she's at. I don't, if it's Canada too. But she came back to me and she said, "Hey, you've inspired me through the stories you've done on the podcast, your personal story, and I just wanted to come back and say thank you." So I like that, and it was nice to have you on the podcast to talk about those experience, your experience. I wanted you to sing for me a song. Are you ready to sing? Are you not going to sing?
Oh my gosh, I am so rusty,
Okay.
Basha. I don't sing anymore. Okay, like I sing at home or like at church, obviously, but not the way I used to sing with a band and so like amazingly. I am so rusty.
So actually, let's talk about that because I
I
wasn't
don't
planning on
sing
talking about it.
anymore.
I planned on asking you to sing because I really like that song, and you know that.
It's actually part of my story, so we'll definitely go there. And maybe just afterwards, I may consider
Yeah,
doing
at the
it,
end, okay.
but I haven't sung in a while.
Cari. Let's see how it goes at the end, and then we see what happens. But if anybody's wondering about a little bit of what you talked about in that episode, it's still up there on YouTube, episode 68. You can go listen to what she had to say about that. It's really good information there on how to manage your money, and it happens to be, she talks about how she ended up in finance and all the, and this episode might be a little similar to that, but it's also kind of like a part two or an addition to her journey and what she's been through. And today we have Tracy Mimi, who is the founder of Ha Ndeka. Where did I write that name? I call it Mariachi, so I'll tell a funny story. When
Mariachi,
we were on a call, I
mariachi.
called her to remind her about the podcast, and then I called, "Hey, you work on Mariachi." I call it Mariachi, and she laughed at it. She couldn't tell me how they pronounce it, so I think it's Mirachi. So,
Meraki. It is pronounced as it is, Meraki. Meraki. Meraki.
Tracy is the founder and CEO, Biona, of Meraki Store
I'd say
in New
business
York.
development.
Okay, business
business
development.
development Meraki store.
And with me today, she's gonna talk to us about her journey on starting the store, and I'm gonna ask her some questions about her journey. And later on, we'll talk about a lot of the impacts and how other people can start their own businesses and how she started her own. Because I know a lot of youth in Uganda, they're looking for jobs, and you graduate, you're looking for a job, you can't find a job, but there's a lot of other opportunities and resources around us that we need to tap in. And that's why I want to ask Tracy about her own journey. But before we start, what is Mirachi Store, and how did you even come up with the name, and what's about?
Oh my gosh. Meraki store now started as Moonlight Store, and I've named it Moonlight because I'm in love with the moon. I think it's such a beautiful creation of God, and I love the characteristics around it. Like it just appears in the night when it's dark and it just shines bright. But when now I was setting up my business after campus, I wanted it to be like formal. I'm a Christian, so I want to do things right. So I had to register it. And unfortunately, Moonlight Store was already taken. So my next option was Meraki Store. It was my second option. And Meraki is a Greek word, just loosely translated to pour yourself into something, so much so that people see traces of you in it. And for me, it's just a journey with Christ. And I want my story, I want my business, I want me to be a reflection of Christ. So I want to pour myself as the Lord pours in me, of course, into my business, you know? And when people see it, I want them to know, yeah, that was Christ. And Tracy was involved in it.
That's awesome.
So that's Meraki store. Yeah.
Mariachi. I'm not going to call you Mariachi again. Mariachi and Sonia. I'm the comedian Mariachi there, but I love the name.
Mariachi, the comedian.
Yeah. But I love the name, and I like the reason you have behind it. I'm big into like names with meanings and names with the reason why you behind the name, you name something and what it means to you. So that stands out. And anything you do in life, it starts with what you put into it, like what you think about it. And when you start something with a good attitude towards it and the reason why you're starting, just like you explained, you're Christian and you want like how God pours into you, you want to pour into others and into your business. So if you have that mindset, I think it's a great, great start to start with. You mentioned you had Moonlight before Meraki. Were you doing the same products you do right now, or what did you start with in Moonlight? And is it different? Like, is it the same products you had in Moonlight, the same products you have in Meraki?
No. So I'll start from the beginning. While I was at campus, I went to MOOBS, Makerere University Business School in Nakawa. And I did a degree in science and accounting. And while I was there, like, I was a normal campus girl. I'd started school. And life was going on and school was going on. And it was quite interesting. So along the way, things changed for my parents, and at the time tuition became quite hard. So now I had to stay in school and pay for my own tuition. So while I was at it, I used to do ushering, I used to do marketing. Like, you see how you enter into Ugandan supermarkets mostly. I don't know if that's the case in the US. But you find those girls at the supermarket and they're promoting a particular product, or like at an event and they're promoting a particular product, maybe of a sponsor for the event, brand ambassador, maybe MTN. I remember we did some MTN project as well. If they're like, MTN is pushing a certain product, they will recruit like an experiential marketing agency, and then those people will recruit us, train us, and then we do the pushing. We push the product that the client wants us to push. So I was doing that, but then the money wasn't cutting it. It wasn't enough. I think at the time, I don't know, science and accounting was one of the highest, was one of the courses that charged the highest, I think. I don't remember correctly, but the tuition was quite high. And you know how campus is in UG. You do not do exams. If you haven't paid tuition, you can do tests, but you cannot sit for an exam. So all that happened, and there was no way I was not going to study. Mm-hmm. So I chose to make it work and figure out how to do it. So first things first, I moved out of hostel, got a place to rent, which was cheaper than the hostel. Long story short, that was what I was doing then. I was singing as well, but you know, campus life.
Yeah.
That tuition was really high. Now, at the time, I was like 19. Like, things were not easy, so to speak. But by the grace of God, I got through that whole season and scorched.
Yeah.
So I was singing as well. But you see, in the gig world, in the band world, gigs are not that frequent. And even if you have like a regular, they don't pay like very, very well. Even if they pay, they take a while to pay. So you actually have to go for rehearsals. You have to, like, all of that costs money.
Mm-hmm.
So even when you are waiting to receive a particular amount of money, all of that, you need money. For you to keep the job, you need to keep spending. So all of that wasn't cutting it. So I decided, I used to be very in love with crafts. So I started with craft bracelets.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the ones I was selling, bracelets, necklaces. So there was this lady that used to stay in Kenya, and then she would send them to me here in UG.
We have a little problem with the Wi-Fi, but I can still hear you.
So that lady used to send me that bracelets and necklaces from Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'd pay for that transport and as well pay her, because she used to add a certain margin. So then I used to sell them that way under Moonlight. And I remember then at Moon, there was a market day for students, and it used to happen in front of the main gate. So it was a cause by the entrepreneurship moves to support students with businesses that are, at moves. So every Friday we would just get tables and then put our merchandise, and then as students were passing, they would come and purchase. So that's how Moonlight started. So I would put my bracelets there. With time, I kept adding like nice watches and the like. I think just to see me host because they were friends even then. You just didn't know why I was doing it. You didn't know any of that. So we used to showcase, and then people would come and purchase there. So after that, I used to also do the shows, the singing, and then I started doing my own. I remember I used to call them Grace with the Moonlight. So I'd invite people to come and watch me sing, and I would charge them. Yeah, and it used to make me some good money to pay for my tuition and rent and all those expenses that come with living. So after that, I immediately after campus, about a month, I got a job, and then like a permanent job. So I moved and then stopped selling Meraki Moonlight. So when I got a job, I was there full time. I took time to adjust, but the dream did not die. The business zeal did not die. I just kept procrastinating and saying, "Oh my gosh, I'll do it the next time. I'll do it the next time." And I never used to do it. So one time, I'm like, "Do you know what, Tracy? Start, and you're gonna figure things out along the way." And that's just what I did. So I didn't have quite enough capital, but I know how to make. I know how to. I think it's kneading, or I think it's knitting, not weaving. I know how to knit. So I started knitting
Okutunga.
sponges. Yeah, okutunga.
Okay.
Okutunga. Ngabonolaba okutunga ebitambala, but using a different material to make bathing sponges.
Okay.
And that's what I did. I had access to supermarkets. So I got a couple of supermarkets where I made the sponges, supplied, and got capital like of 150. So I went to town and bought some t-shirts. And that's how Meraki started. I mean, restarted, resumed. That's how Moonlight by then resumed. So I started like that. I sold those few t-shirts. I'd like to give a huge shout out to Viola. I think she was my first customer ever to purchase a t-shirt with
I
me,
was your
and
customer
she's
too
always supported me till now.
before I bought, and it's still in
Were
my car.
you?
It's still in my car, like those necklaces you're talking about. I bought one when I
Or
visited.
the bracelet.
Yeah, the Paris, it's a Paris tower.
Yeah. When I resumed the t-shirts, Viola was customer number one. She bought a t-shirt and it was amazing. I think she still has it.
Okay.
So yeah, that's how I started with about 100 or 150K. I don't quite remember. I got the money and bought the t-shirts, and that's how I started. Resumed Meraki. So after like 2 years, I kept reinvesting until it kept growing and growing, until I started adding more men's clothes, because I deal specifically in men's clothes. I kept adding more products, and then after 2 years, I was like, "Okay, what's the next step for me, God?" Then I registered, and then that's when I didn't get Moonlight, the name, but it was okay because all things work out all good. Meraki is such a good name, so Meraki, and I got registered, and that's how I started that business. That's how I'm here.
Yeah, so first of all, we have a delay in the Wi-Fi. I'm gonna try to do my best in editing this. Some words might not be matching, and this is for the listeners, those who are watching on YouTube. I'll do my best in the editing part, but sometimes when it's about the internet, my guests and I, there's not much we can do about it, but I'll do my level best in the editing so you guys are able to hear the words. The words are more important than our faces. But I'll do my best. And thank you for
Yeah.
explaining that the journey of Mirachi store and how you started. When I mentioned that, I wanted you to just give me a shout out because I was also a customer and I ended up and you remembered other customers that
came big shout out to you. Thank you for supporting.
I might have even bought more than just that, but I don't remember. Nainga, I know I supported.
I don't remember either.
Yeah, you have to just forget. Fabava, Toto Jukia, you just remember the rich ones. That's it. But anyway. So you started that, and I remember when you registered, I saw you shared with us. It's a cool progress to see, like, the journey is growing. And when it's like a small thing, to see it becoming something big. And later on, we're going to see a lot of other good things that have come with this business. And to I do these stories to inspire another young girl out there who is, there's a lot of people struggling for tuition. But when they listen to your story and what you went through, then they are able to know, oh my gosh, on what way I call her, this is how she did it. I can do something. Like, I'm creative. I can do this. There's a lot of resources we have around. We just need to tap into them. And again, like I said in the beginning, this is why I bring stories like this. So when we listen to them, we don't want to be like Tracy, but we want to use Tracy's story to inspire our own story. Like, Tracy's story can inspire you. But you can start something on your own, but her story will impact you and it will help you. So when you started where you're going right now, what are some of the challenges that you have encountered and some of the things you have to, and how have you overcome them, like the challenges you encountered?
Okay. I think one of the challenges that I faced was I was so disappointed in people. I don't know how to better explain that challenge. Back then, I felt like some people owed me something, which is not it. Like, people don't owe you anything. For a while, I was really disappointed in people for, you know, like, not coming through to help me, blah, 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 blah. I don't know how to better phrase it, but it's something that affected me, is expectations from expectations of people. Like, you expect people to help you. I don't know, for some reason you expect people to help you, and it's a trap because people don't owe you anything. People do not owe you anything apart from God. Mm-hmm. Apart from God, I don't know who would come through for you, but you're on your own. You are on your own. And once that sank in, because for a while I was disappointed in people, and just that bit just cripples you. But when I decided, okay, Tracy, now this is what is on the table, you have this challenge and you need to get on with it. That's why you didn't know anything. I had never, like, asked you, hey, Bonnie, I do not have money for tuition all the years you've known me, and please come through for me. You'd never had that. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd never had any of that. I'd never expressed it. I did all of my shows, all my work, and no one knew anything, you know? They don't owe you anything. They do not owe you. I did my job. I worked. I sold. If anyone gave me money, it was because I did something for them. Yeah. I do accept that there is someone who came and helped me out. I'm forever grateful to her. And she just took out all that disappointment, made me regain hope that, you know, people are not as bad as I thought they were. But in general, people do not owe you anything. And the moment you accept that no one's coming for you, no one is coming to that boat for you, you figure out a solution to make things work. I made a decision. I'm not going to quit school. I am going to make it work. I will work as hard as I need to. I will do everything legal and godly for me to ensure that I stay in school. And that's what I did. And I stayed in school and I still graduated and I excelled at it. So that's one of the challenges. Maybe the other challenge, while I was working at school, it's not the easiest. I really wouldn't want it on anyone because, you know, sometimes events would end really late, like at 1, and then you come back to your place, and then in the morning, MOBS tests started at 8 a.m. In the morning, you have to go and do a test you are competing with the same student that slept in the library
Yeah.
because they didn't have to work. You know, they didn't have to work to stay in school. And then just the mental toll. There is a time I actually missed an exam because I hadn't completed my tuition. And then just that just blew me off. And I remember sitting in my house where I was staying by then, and I just cried myself to sanity. I cried, and then I just went back to sleep. And I was like, tomorrow I will go and look for a solution.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. I remember I went the next day to the dean's office and told him and spoke to him. I told him I haven't paid tuition, but I want to do my exams, and I was on the dean's list. So I was like, I'm not performing that badly. Please give me the opportunity to do my exam. And yeah, I was able to do my exams. I missed two only. And you know, that worked out. Like, when you know you are the only person who has to save yourself, you figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
So there was that challenge of just balancing everything. And then, you know, the nitty-gritties that come in between there can throw you off. But it's important that you know what your goal is, and you know that all of the challenges are there but for a moment, and things will eventually work out. That's what the Bible tells us, that things work out for good for those who love and serve God. So yeah, that challenge was really a lot. Studying and working is really not easy. There was another day I had a paper at 1, and then I think that day there was a Kampala carnival when Jennifer Musisi was still the ED of KCCA. Mm-hmm. And I had work at that carnival, and I had a paper. So I had work. I had a paper at 2. I think, yeah, it was at 2. I went, worked up to 1, walked, because the judges were not allowed to enter to a particular point, walked until where I would get a judge, got a judge, went to MOOBS, did my exam, and came back to work. So it needs you to have like really mental agility to just be able to juggle all of that.
Yeah.
And that was a challenge, balancing work and school. Yet I need the both of them, and I need to work to stay in school. So that was one of the challenges. And then along the way, I had to quit music, which is something that I really, really loved. And because the money was coming in slow in the gig world, and it took a lot of time. And while it was a passion, that thing was starting to die out for me, because I'd be singing and I'd be counting hours to the end of the gig, which wasn't the case. So I decided to quit and focus on the other things, and also just reduce on the number of things I had to do.
Today's episode is sponsored by Dance of Gamers. Dance of Gamers is the leading distributor of video games and other consumer gadgets like the podcast microphone set, ring lights, headphones, and affordable smartwatches, and many other cool gadgets. For these and more, visit their website at www.danceofgamers.co. That is www.danceofgamers.co. That breaks my heart to hear that you had to quit singing, because I at least I'm one of the few people who know of how a good singer you were, and people who listen to you sing, it's amazing. For the listeners, I don't know where they can go to find some of your clips singing. Maybe they will agree with what I'm talking about. But
I don't know, there's quite a few clips now. I lost phones and blah blah blah. There's quite a few, but I know that I still have a voice. It's not going to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm pursuing my current interests and goals.
Yeah.
One day I will sing again.
All right. Yeah. We hope to see you back on stage again. But again, it's all about priorities and choosing what you want to focus on. I was listening to a podcast of Jay Shetty, who I like a lot. I like the stories he bring on with people, and that's the other thing I wanted to do, kind of like that, to bring the stories of other people that I know, people that I grew up with, to inspire other people. And he was saying that sometimes the problem we have in life is try to juggle 100 things, like a million things at the same time, and we end up failing at all of them and end up being disappointed, and trying to have like a lot of people, a lot of But when you do something small, start small, make impacts and get skills, that it will help you in a long journey. And as you go higher, then you add on the things as you manage those things. So it's always a good thing to remember that, oh no, this is too much right now. Let me just put all my focus on something like this, and then just get better. And as you get better, you add on other stuff. Now, what are the challenges that you've faced through business-wise, like starting your own business and having you to do like a business? What are some of the challenges that you've gone through and you've overcome?
Sometimes something has to give. Like if you see me showing up at work, like 100%, my business is suffering for it. And if my business is getting something, then my work is suffering. So the challenge is always there-ish that way. So that's one of the challenges as a person who's working and owning a business as well. The other challenge that young people face to start is, it's not per se like a hands down a challenge. It is a perceived challenge of capital. It's a perceived challenge of, I need 10 million shillings to invest in this business before I start. You get it? And it's a huge, huge misconception, because you can start without the money. You can start with maybe, okay, your product, you are hands down convinced that you need money to, let's say, start a clothes business. Then use something. I see, be your own boss, babe, Claire. I've attended her classes as well about monetizing your knowledge. Start by monetizing your knowledge and then make the money to fuel the idea that you think actually needs money. I say think because that's not all that is needed. I think the first thing any business person, any entrepreneur needs to start with is the vision in mind. Because once you have the vision in mind, you're going to make a plan on how to achieve it. You're going to have to start somewhere. You're going to start doing things that do not need money for you to get to your what? To your goal. So the perceived challenge of, I do not have enough capital, is not the best challenge to start with, but it is a challenge because it's crippling young people to start their ideas. And yet they could just start with whatever they want. Do not think about it too much. Go to social media, create that Facebook page. When I started Moonlight Meraki Store at campus, I had a Facebook page, only one, just that Facebook page. And I would still post pictures of my bracelets. Even right now, if you search Meraki Store UG on Facebook, that's the username, Meraki Store, you will find my bracelets there. Back then, I would still post them. And I would still get clients, and I would deliver. By then, I would deliver myself. I would still deliver the bracelets, you know? And that's all I started with. I created the Facebook page and started posting just what I have, you know? Like, these days, it's even so, so favorable. Like, I thank God that we are in this generation where there's just so much resources available for us to start business. You know, I know friends who run online stores and they do not own a single product. Like someone first orders, right? They deliver, the person pays, they get off their margins, and then they give the other person their money. They do not have any, they do not have any clothes, they do not have any of that. But they post clothes, they post their things, like it doesn't have to be clothes, they post whatever. And they just get their margins off and then give the supplier their money. So, like, we are at a disposal of so much information, so much resources that you, like, it's hard not to tap into these worlds of resources. It's just, it's hard. It's hard. So I'd say start with what you have. Start with what you have.
I like to remind people with that, when I hear challenges like that, because there is a lot of resources that we just need to tap into, Like you mentioned social media. Social media is a great resource for a lot of things, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a business, whether it's finance, whether it's painting, whether it's a mechanic. There's a lot of people I know in the US, even me myself. Like personally, I own a house now, but instead of hiring somebody to come and fix my house, I look up something on YouTube, I see how they did it, and then I just recreate it by just watching the video. And it saves me a lot of money from hiring somebody, like painting my house. Like I painted my whole house. I'm going to build a fireplace, and I want to build a fireplace. I started a podcast. I'd never done a podcast in my life. I just listened to them. But I see what other people do, and I want to implement that and just do that, use that. So there's a lot of resources in things that we could use. Like even use social media to promote your product, like you just said. But also when you were talking about that earlier, I think you touched on how you work your 9 to 5 job, and then you have to run your business. But which you mentioned that as a challenge, but like in a positive way. And I know in the past episode, you started a business at Moobs, where you mentioned that. How has your job helped you in like what you do marketing? How has that helped your business on the side? You know, like the knowledge you get from your work, or even the knowledge you got from your degree, how has that impacted your business?
So for context, I did science and accounting at the university, and I am so, so glad I did accounting. I'm so, so glad I did accounting because that helps me a lot with, even if I don't practice it for a 9 to 5, I use that knowledge in my business. I know how to do everything, like the basic accounting requirements. I have my records, I have my cash books, I have my ledgers, I have everything because I know how to do it. And then for my passion with finances and getting to learn all of that, that has also fed a lot into it in terms of budgeting, projections for my business and all of that, when to make certain decisions. Should I get a warehouse? Should I not get a warehouse? Currently, starting this month, I got a warehouse. Initially, all the stock that I sell was in my house, but just yesterday we moved everything into the warehouse. So now I can do same day deliveries. Now, for me to make that decision, the business has to finance that. So I had to look, okay, profitability. Is this the decision I have to make right now? How is this decision going to affect my finances? How is it going to affect everything? Is it going to increase? Is it going to reduce? All of that. That's how my degree has really helped me with my life right now. Even as a leader at the different companies that I've worked at, I was privileged enough, I was blessed enough to be put in positions of responsibility where, you know, you have to give informed decisions, you have to give informed opinions about things, and, you know, they present to you. I was a board member somewhere, and they present to you some, you know, the financial state, or like you're trying to make a decision, they bring to you the math. You need to be able to give an informed opinion about something. And my degree in accounting helped a lot because I would look at a financial statement and be able to interpret everything to the letter because I studied for that at the university. Science and accounting, you do accounting from the first day you step into class to the last day. So that alone has really, really helped me make decisions in my career. And now marketing, what I am practicing now, that one is huge because of the circles that I'm always, the people that I get to meet, the network, they support me, first of all. They support me and buy my products. Yeah. Because of what I do, I get to speak a lot to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And that builds confidence in me, like every single day. Every single day, the more people I speak to, the better I get at that it fuels it. And then when we go to the technicalities of marketing in terms of market segmentation, advertising, blah, 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 blah. So all of that now has fed into my business. I've had to learn how to do ads and actually invest in learning how to do all of that. And that not only helps me where I work, but it also helps my business, because that's the same thing I'm going to do. So I'm glad that everything that I have done feeds right back into where I am and where I'm going.
Yeah. The reason why I asked you that is because I've seen a lot of friends. I have a lot of friends who start businesses, you know, like in the beginning, I said in Uganda, we struggle with looking for jobs, and a lot of people have resorted to making their own businesses, which is a good idea. And I advocate for that. But a lot of these people, they don't have an accounting background or a business background, that it gets to a point of taking money out of the business. I ends up in capital. But they don't think about that if I go beyond this money.
It happens quite a lot.
And business never, in like a 2 week, you start a business, you put in capital, business. I think going to your vow, like he closed, your capital, like a lot of challenges.
And you know, that is a huge, huge challenge, and it's so true. Because sent obero zitola tola mungo, tola mwetano, mutualo, ogeno kula wanga sinte zonazi wedeo. But the challenge is, the solution would be, if you do not have a business background, there's a lot of things you do not know. Seek for information. Invest in yourself to learn the things you do not know. Go to YouTube school. Listen to that information. There, select the people you will listen to. Like right now, there's just an overflow of information. I see at Worship Harvest, the church here in Uganda, they have Business Garage. And every Sunday, they have like these sessions where they invite people who have been in the business world and have done things, have made mistakes, have been successful, and they come and share their stories. Just the way you and I are having a conversation. They pick a topic, they handle debt, income, everything a business person should know.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to them. Get to learn things you don't know. Get to learn that the business is separate from you. People laugh at me when I tell them that I pay my business for the clothes that I wear.
Yeah.
When I pick anything from Meraki store, I actually pay for it. And they're like, wow, for you, you're over principled, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yes, that is my business. If I want it to succeed, I need to do certain things that will ensure that it actually grows. Some of the reasons that our businesses, as growing entrepreneurs, as growing businesses, the reason why they do not succeed or see beyond, like they usually see, the 5-year mark, is because we fail to stay disciplined. You start your business, in a week you've made 1 million, you're like, how's it done? She went to go in. You get it. Yet you forget that there's accountability. Why are you doing business in the first place? Are you doing businesses just to eat and chew your money? Or you want something that will live past yourself?
Right.
Now, if your answer is you want something that is going to live for years and even get into your children and your children's children, which is why I do business, I want to leave an inheritance for my children as the Lord instructs, there are certain things I'm not going to do, because the vision is clear. Mm-hmm. My why is clear. My why, your why is so important. If you know your why, you yourself will stop yourself when you're picking the 5K from that business.
Yeah.
Also, another solution would be to pay yourself. Say that at the end of the month, I'm going to be paying myself 20K, 50K. So that you don't feel like, Banange, I'm working for that business and it's not even paying me. No. Start with 20,000. Evaluate. Can your business even afford you? The reason why, by the way, first of all, I love career. But so many people ask me, why don't you just quit and then just run your business? My business can't afford me. It can't afford Tracy.
Yeah.
My business can't pay me, and that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
So why would I leave my job to go for a a job that cannot afford me.
Mm-hmm.
So until my business gets to a level where it can afford me, I am not leaving my job and my career for a business. You get it? You build from ground zero.
Yeah.
You understand the fundamentals of business. And if you do not know them, if you do not know them, you're not going to grow. If you think you're doing business to earn some money and then go for blankets and wine, and then that's just it, that's how it's going to be. If you treat your business as a side hustle, it's going to stay a side hustle. If you treat your business as a business, it will grow. That is why I've been able to grow from my 100K and my sponges to where I am right now, to having a warehouse, to having a warehouse fully financed by Meraki, not me, but by the business itself. So discipline, know your why, understand your vision.
That's really good explanation.
If you do not know things, learn.
I want to, I'm glad I did this with you. And I'm glad, I don't know, like sometimes I listen to my guests speak. Like I put this information out there. I get these people to come and talk. It's upon you now. Like I bring the people to come and talk and explain these things. Because I have a lot of friends, but like they break my heart. Like one of the things I explained, I don't know if you listened to that episode, like I have a friend of mine, they don't have a job right now. And we used to have Zanyanga Fenomo Peter. We used to be friends. And it hurts me to see my childhood friends and guy. They don't have a job. They don't have anything to do. All they do is born in Perezaieta and born in Perezaio. I need your salary than I made it. But I'm like, I can help you today, tomorrow, but it's not going to be an everyday thing. And this but, guy, this
yeah,
person,
it can't be an everyday thing.
Nemobuza, have you tried to get a job? Naga, boni. Budget yange ya mitwala atano buli mwezi. Emulimu guli ejiri woba mpa mitwala abiti. That's why I didn't take it. And that broke my heart because that's where the accounting knowledge comes from, or some knowledge. Indeed, budget webange eri waguru, and I'm going to say this in Luganda because a lot of people might. Budget webange eri waguru. Cut that budget. There's a lot of muzita mucha liabilities. Make it fit the money you
earn together.
Indeed, yeah, the person told me, eje mitwala abiti. Which is right. It's not wrong. But like, if mitwala bi jikwesa mafuta, motoko jagaza chinga to ina sent. Like, dinya boda boda.
Exactly.
Things like that, you know. But I like to listen to you talk about these finances, financial stuff and business stuff. The same people, they're the ones who start a business. Bone business yange yagwa sendi nazidia. Like, you need to be disciplined, like you mentioned.
You need to really be disciplined and like just delay gratification. There's nothing about that. You know, that's why people will keep asking, nego atandi sote mutuali kumi, no tukawa. Like in their minds,
it's impossible.
It just doesn't add up. Eh? And yet it's actually very possible because I've done it. I know I've done it, you know. I know I have done it. I have done it. So, and it's something I spoke about in that episode that we had the other time. Can you afford yourself with the money that you earn? Can you really afford yourself? You know, when you sit down and analyze critically, do you really afford your? Can you really afford yourself before you start saying, then you can't afford yourself. You need to sit back down and face reality. Mm-hmm. You can't afford yourself. Either go down to what you are able to earn. If 200K for you is only fuel, but even the 200K in question, you do not have it, then you have to sit down, do a reality check, do some self-introspection and adjust certain things. Adjust certain things, starting with getting a job, get something to do. And while you're doing that something, while you're serving diligently at that place you are at, you are going to get other opportunities. The job that I am at right now, I connected to it from the job I was working at.
Yeah.
You get it? Huh? You're not going to get the money when you're just seated saying,
exactly.
Jamapchagoka.
I even said,
so it's important, like, be very honest with yourself.
You take that job, tomanyo chigenda kubeerawo. You might go bakugambia, we're going to pay you mitwala abiri. The next you know, baba de bagaba raise, no bakulinyisa kwasat. Like, you're getting a step. Like, but as when you are at home, there's nothing you're going to add on to. It's like,
there's nothing you're going to add to yourself.
You're just going to make things worse. Like,
bills are going to keep going up.
Yeah.
There is a certain national coach, Coach Marjorie. She always says, when you get out of the house like this, you have already started spending.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, even inside the house, you've brushed your teeth, you've used water, you've used electricity. All of that is money. Now, when you step out, you're going to get a judge. You're going to need to buy food, like all those things. So everything costs money. So okutulansi and then you kwe kubagiza and then no, it's not going to help.
Yeah.
Reality check. Get to work. Get that job. You will, that other job will find you while you're working at that job. Even let's just say you do not have a job. Get involved in something. Go volunteer so that you say, I do not have a job right now that pays, but I volunteer here. And this is what I'm adding to myself. That is a tick. That is a very green flag because it shows that you have the initiative to get better and better.
It also puts you out there for opportunities. You might be out there volunteering and somebody who is also volunteering.
It also puts you out there for opportunities.
Right.
It's so important to know where you are.
I wanted to also ask you about an initiative that I've got an opportunity to talk to. I'm twice tall. He's a brother to Brian. I had him on the podcast. Now, your podcast, it didn't come out because we had issues with the internet and the audio, and we have failed to find the time to reschedule a new one. I think it's, I said, but they have a cool initiative, Tubayo, and I had him here talk about that, and I follow them on social media. Tubayo, I love what they're doing, and it's really amazing, and supporting entrepreneurs in Uganda, bringing fun. They do pretty much a lot of things in there. How was your connection with Tubayo? When was the first time you connected with them?
Well, the first time was obviously on social media. Again, they were pushing, and some of my friends who own businesses were, oh yeah, we're going to showcase, blah, 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 blah. At first, I didn't participate. I was quite busy over those particular Saturdays because Tubayo is on the first Saturday of every month. So I saw it online. So I reached out to a certain content creator who also runs a business. And I asked about it. Hey, how are you? Attended Tubayo? How was it? Did you like it? Did you actually reach your goals? What were your goals? And she told me it was really good. So I was like, cool, I'm going to try it out. So that's how I started showcasing at Tubayo. I think it would be so great to have Brian on the podcast, and we'll make sure that happens. I met him on Saturday. He's always around helping the vendors set up and solving any issues that might arise. And oh my, she has such amazing, he's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant Ugandan youth.
Yeah.
Like the things are amazing. It's amazing to meet such people with brains that think so wide.
Yeah.
And I definitely love for him to be hosted here, for people to get to tap into that. You know, they have this phrase they use, Tubayo to Mars, Tubayo going to Mars or something like that.
Yeah.
So that the dream is big. The dream is big. Mm-hmm. And it will be so wonderful for him to just talk about it, because it's not even about only Tubayo Market Day.
Mm-hmm.
There's the where people do hosting on the app, and you can book a place over the app, you can book activities, you can book experiences, like so many different things.
Yeah.
And it's expanding and expanding. So having him here talk about his journey, because his journey is quite inspiring as well, so that people pick a leaf or two and equally get to support his dream, because it's amazing and it's impactful.
I just thought of another cool idea. I don't know when we can do this or how we can do it, but I want to, like, when you go to the market day, I would love to, like, interview, like, it may be a 5-minute thing with, like, do a podcast here, but then when somebody's out there, to kind of talk to some vendors who are there, their experience. Like, it could be like an interview. Like, I get them on the phone, ask them two
like
questions.
Like a mini interview?
Yeah, like a mini interview, but we do like multiple
people. Yeah, we could do that.
And I like to ask them about their experience. Yeah, and then get just the experience of, it could be a podcast about vendors at the market day with their experience and what they sell. And it could be like 5-10 people, and I can compile that into an episode and just have that there, just to have different people share their experiences at, and then showcase different brands or products or things that are out there. So
that'll be great. I'd be more than happy to help.
Yeah. One question I wanted to ask you, I closed my notes thing, but it was, is there anything else you want to add onto the mariachi store, or like things you see in the future? This is where I want. I know you already have your plan where you want to see your store.
Mariachi store.
Mariachi store. You say it, yeah?
Mariachi. Yeah. Mariachi. You just say mariachi.
Mariachi. The listeners, let's just go like that.
You're getting along the way. But you were asking, is there anything I'd like to add about Meraki?
Mm-hmm. No, like to add into, it's not like talk about, but like for you to incorporate in your business, like what is something you want to expand? I mean, I think that's the word. Like, how do you want to expand your store? Or like, are you content with what you're doing right now? Or you see yourself doing something bigger than what you're doing now?
No, obviously I'm not.
Yeah.
Obviously, no, I am not content, but I want to be a one-stop center for the modern gentleman to come into my store and get a full outfit depending on their style, depending on what they like. That's the goal. I'd like to also have a women's arm where I do corporate wear for the working woman. And that's what I'd like to do as well. And I am going to do it.
Yeah.
I'd like corporate wear for the modern woman, some amazing suits, Turkish suits, some really cool jumpsuits, just right for modern woman, corporate woman. So yeah, I look forward to that, and I'm going to make it.
I'm waiting for somebody, Ave, and there's some clothes I saw you posted I really liked. I wanted to support and buy something. Or if me coming back there, I'll come get it. I've always been big on supporting other people, and I love that. It makes me happy to support my very own Tracy Mimi Akandin. But yeah, we've recorded for almost over an hour, and I don't want to keep you for a long time.
Yes, Tracy Miyakandinda.
The one and only. But I appreciate you, Tracy, for the support, the love, and like the relationship we've had since Mapera or anything, like just keep growing and seeing you grow. So that means a lot, and thank you for stopping by. And people don't know behind the scenes, I have you part of my team. I know it's silent, but you're part of my podcast in some way. So
yeah.
I want to have money, but yeah, you were
thank
there,
you,
so
Bonnie.
Thanks for the advice.
Thank you, Bonnie, for hosting me, and probably for the youth out there, for the young people that are there, just start. There's not going to be a perfect time. The challenges are always going to be there, but it's just important for you to start, expect that the challenges are going to be there, and devise means of going around them. There is really no perfection. There's no perfection. I continue to stress it. Start where you are. Get in the right circles. Learn, and invest in learning. And then just do it. Just do it. Do not overthink it. Just do it. Period. And of course, the Lord is with you. The grace is sufficient.
I usually ask people, somebody you want to recommend, but we've already talked about Brian. So Brian is the one we're waiting for to be the guest on this podcast next.
Yeah.
So I won't ask you the question. But once again, I want to thank you. Everybody, greeting that one. I'll end this, and then I...
Nandian, Sanyo, Sobasa, Anga.
Hey there, this is Bonnie Kibuka, the host of the Ugandan Boy Talk Show. Thanks for watching and listening to my podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you share it with a friend and recommend somebody to this podcast. Don't forget to leave a feedback on this podcast because that's how we grow. And also don't forget to share, like, subscribe, and comment. Join us on our social media platforms on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. So we would love to hear from you. Thank you very much and be blessed.